Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
KGO 810.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go! Oh, this is perfect for a Thursday. It's the Screaming Goats, ladies and gentlemen. Ho, ho. And off to the phone we go to my next guest. It's Eric Schiffer. He's a media mogul, entrepreneur. You're just about everything, Eric. Thank you for joining me. All the good
things.
Well,
thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on your show. You know, it's interesting. I was telling your wonderful producer that when I was a kid, I mean, this is all I would listen to. I was able to smuggle in a transistor radio that I would hide under my bed. I'd bring it out, in the, you know, once my parents were asleep, and I'd listen to all of the great KGO, radio hosts late into the night, and I probably would have been listening to you if I was a kid today.
Isn't that amazing? And all the way from, as I say now, Drexico to Alaska, the 50,000 watts go. Yes, and you know, back in the day, I was loving Ron Owens, and it's an honor to be on that same radio station.
Yeah, he's pretty incredible. And, I still remember taking that trip across the bridge from Fremont over to San Jose and seeing the old broadcast, station along the salt flats there, KGO.
Yeah, Dumbarton Bridge.
Right.
Yeah.
That was 10 buildings ago. And thank God we're in a news studio because the last one was a dump. God bless Cumulus.
You know, they filmed Harriet and Maude, that crazy, weird movie. There was a lot of filming on the Dumbarton Bridge. And I don't know that they got the KGO station in, but it was filmed right around there. So it just had a lot of character, and I just remember it. And it's been a great station for a long time, and they understand the power of great talent. Congratulations on your show.
Oh, aren't
Thank you
nice?
Very much. Yes,
okay,
I
now you were
it.
A weird little kid, huh? Listening to KGO?
I was precocious.
Yes, yeah. We all were a little dysfunctional.
But look at you now.
That's what makes for great radio. You know, Eric, I would be remiss if I didn't mention to you and get your spin on the, I'm just going to call him what we've been calling him, the pharma douchebag, the Shkreli guy. For those who don't know who he was or is, Martin Shkreli is the CEO who was accused of, was it like 4,000% hiking this life-saving pharmaceutical
HIV
drug?
HIV drug, I believe.
Or a parasitic drug of some sort of something. But from $13.50 a tablet to $750 virtually overnight, allegedly. And he got busted today for alleged securities fraud. Your spin on this?
Well, this is a guy who has a history of doing pretty significant antisocial behavior. To raise that price where people are really relying upon that for their ability just to survive and to have any kind of quality of life is heinous. And it was horrible. It was a terrible thing. And the guy did it in a smug way, in a disrespectful way, using social media, and really didn't care. But what's strange, and frankly, it's karma, that the fact that he's getting these current set of charges. However, they're not related at all. This really relates back to the fact that in his early days, he had several hedge funds. One of the first ones that he had did terrible. In fact, I think he lost 99% of all of the investor money. And he began to try to pay them back. And part of the way he would pay them back is from other investors, as well as they made an investment into a pharma company that actually is doing pretty well, which is pretty interesting. And he funneled some of the cash from that pharma company to pay off his initial investors in the form of consulting and what he calls loans, et cetera.
Well, and we call it a Ponzi scheme is what we call it.
But here's what's fascinating. The company that he invested in is doing extremely well, and he's paid back all of his investors with a profit. However, he broke securities laws in the process. Normally what you see in these kind of Ponzi schemes is these guys always – lose the cash. They never are able to keep it going. Here's a guy who was smart enough as a fraudster to actually make it work. However, I think likely because of his bad attitude, he pissed off a lot of the original investors and people turned him in. Had he actually probably been a reasonable guy and was straightforward and didn't insult people, he probably would have went through it and made it through the process. And obviously investors are certainly whole now. So it's a fascinating story. This is a guy, interesting from a public perception standpoint. How do you compare and contrast some of the things he's done and says with what Trump has done and said in the election? I find it very interesting. There's some similarity. Obviously, Trump doesn't run a pharma company, but just some of the comments and some of the abrasiveness is not dissimilar.
Well, Eric, you said the key word, karma. And by the way, that's the hashtag karma. You know, people feeling as though, as you mentioned, even though one doesn't have to do with the other, this is the big guy getting him back, biting him in the bum, you know?
Yeah, and frankly, this is a person that didn't understand the just basic human decency and being humble in the face of errors and just clueless. He needed to invest money in a really good psychotherapist.
And by the way, and I do think that his downfall, and we'll find out, was his social media postings, because when everybody was piling on about this $4,000 price up, you know, overnight of this much needed drug, he did drop, because of the public scrutiny and the pressure, he dropped it from $750 down to $375, but that was still a 2,000% increase. And there were stories floating around right now that he was buying old drugs allegedly and then sold them for higher prices. So whether there's truth to that or not, I don't know. You know.
But here's the thing. He's not alone. I mean, there are a lot of players that are doing this now. They're buying up these companies. They're reverse merging them into other existing entities, and then they're just jacking up the prices. He's not alone. It's a terrible practice. It's really despicable. It's disgraceful. And frankly, Congress should do something about it. Hillary Clinton had talked about putting a plan together. This is something that frankly should be addressed, because it's not fair. It is an abuse of the system, and this is where government can play a role to make sure that people do have access to drugs that are not so crazily priced.
Well, and it goes to the point that we're going to get to on the other side, and that's the middle class is declining and no longer the majority here in America because of things like health care and because of people like this guy who allegedly they're screwing over our American health care system. And, it's one of the things, and wow. It's just another black eye to the American economy, and it just feels bad all the way around.
Except for I was going to say we love the upside of this guy getting arrested today.
Sure.
Like
karma.
Again, another
karma's a bitch.
A social media frenzy. People are thrilled. It gave the rest of us little folks like something to cheer about.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and look, he certainly doesn't. He certainly didn't get the concept of good public relations. And frankly, he went against the grain. But Trump goes against the grain, too.
I love that you keep talking about it. Yeah, I'm going to let you rail on him coming up here in a minute. Let's take a break. We're chatting with entrepreneur, media mogul, and his name is Eric Schiffer. And by the way, we have all of his information up.
Yes, at KGOradio.com.
We'll continue in a minute on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Oh, but ain't that America? You and me, ain't that America? Something to see, baby. Ain't that America? Home of the free, yeah. Little pink houses for you and me. Oh, yeah. You and me.
Apparently not. That's not the case anymore. The Pew Research Study says, just released this week, the middle class is declining, no longer the majority here in America. And so the top 1% get richer, and the poorer are getting poorer. And we have with us our guest, Eric. And Eric is a wonderful guy. He's Eric Schiffer, and he's an entrepreneur, media mogul. Thank you for joining us once again, Eric. And so, you know, you wanted to talk about your take on Donald Trump and this Pew study with the middle class declining. I mean, obviously, the Donald is part of the 1%.
Well, yeah, no question. And What really bothers me with this study is the fact that, you know, you have so many middle-class manufacturing jobs that are continuing to be shipped overseas. And the CEOs of the American companies, they don't care about the United States. They really don't. Because they don't care about the average worker. And I know it sounds, I guess, obvious to many people that would be listening today that this goes on. But here's the problem I have, is that at some point it's going to boomerang, just like this guy had it happen to him, the CEO. Karma catches up, and you cannot continue to ship out and ship out and ship out massive amounts of jobs and have these guest worker programs that, in fact, it just got snuck through this last congressional bill that was passed by Ryan, or, you know, approved by Ryan. We're allowing people in the Bay Area to lose their job to someone that's coming in from overseas, and workers that would normally may have been building cars at NUMMI or have been building other things throughout the Bay Area, losing jobs to Asia, et cetera, and only because these CEOs want to cut costs and because they want to bring in greater profits so that they can take $20, $30, $40 million salaries. And enough is enough. There needs to be some recourse to this. There needs to be some type of legislation that puts an end to it, that tax these companies that are doing it to this extent, because at some point you weaken the United States of America, and we've always been a manufacturing country, and we're losing that capability. And now what concerns me more than ever is you have so many smart people, especially in the Bay Area, that have the ability to be great at technology or learning technology, and they're losing to people that come in from India under these guest visa programs. That's not right, that we're taking away some of our young people's jobs, our middle class jobs that can become upper middle class if you allow them to stay in there, but they're shipping them off to Bangalore, they're shipping them off to overseas, to Asia, and someone needs to step up. Now, Trump is speaking out against, I think, some of this on a
I was just going to say that, as visceral as you want to be against Donald Trump, you know Donald Trump has said he's the one who has been quite vocal saying that he's going to shut that China party down.
Sure. Well, look, I know Donald. I've talked to Donald multiple times, and I'm not against Donald Trump, that's for sure. I've certainly not. I wouldn't say he's someone I'm voting for. I don't know that I've decided on what candidate or either party I'm going to vote for. But I can say that some of the conflict that he has done, I think, has gone too far, in my opinion, when you begin to target religion as a whole instead of targeting what are these radicals.
Eric, his base is, and we were just looking at from Marketplace yesterday, they put out a report where most of his base are angry white Americans who make $50,000 or less.
Yeah, there's a large base, no question. But I think that base is beginning to widen now. And I think because he has done a good job at staying on top for a while. He's a master communicator. There's no question about it. He's not necessarily the most eloquent at times or articulate,
no.
But he is great at getting the message across.
Well,
and look, a big part of communication is you have to arrest attention, and he's superb at it. He's probably one of the best in society today. And then he's able to communicate messages. And part of it is he really understands the importance of simplicity. Mm-hmm. If you analyze his language patterns, They're literally at almost a fifth grade level.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So he's preaching to that choir.
That takes discipline to be able to do. This is not a guy.
Well, I think that's the Donald. And, I mean, you know him. I think that's genuinely
actually, it's
him.
Not.
I mean, really?
He's dumbing it down.
He is staying extremely disciplined as a communicator. Extremely disciplined. He understands the importance of making things simple. He understands the importance of repetition.
Yeah.
And look, we know, you know this from radio. Look, what do you tell your advertisers? You say repeat it 5 or 6 times because people won't hear it.
Shampoo, rinse, repeat. Sure. But you know what? I'm not shocked, and I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I really did not think that that's what Donald was doing. I just thought that was him. So kind of rings a bell.
He's a very smart guy.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah, very disciplined. And so I think he is tapping into this wider concern that I think whether you're liberal or independent or conservative, we should all care about this issue because it ultimately comes down to national security when we can't pay our bills because much of our workforce has been decimated.
Okay, so the rich are—I've got to wrap here in a minute—but so the rich are getting richer and the poorer are getting poorer as the middle class, you know, is disappearing. What do you think the answer is?
I think the answer is you're going to have to begin to tell these CEOs that if you want to move jobs overseas, then you're going to need to face severe tax, and you're going to need and we're going to criminalize or get close to those kinds of behaviors. You cannot do it, and many of these CEOs don't want to live in Zurich. They like the benefits of living in Los Angeles or New York Bay Area.
Yes,
that's where you have to focus. You have to focus at where the powers, the boards, and the CEOs. And these guys are benefiting on the backs of so many good, hardworking people in the Bay Area, across the nation. And not just manufacturing. I'm talking about intelligent people that have an opportunity to grow and to become far greater than the middle class. And we're just allowing that to go out of our hands. And it's enough's enough. And it's not about really politics. It's about the country.
And we need the middle class, right? Because those people are shooting themselves in the foot. Goods and services are sold to who? The big fat middle class, if you have one.
Yeah, we're all in
trouble.
If Walmart's in trouble, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
There's no question it's a solid consumer base. And we see, conversely, what's happening in China. I mean, they're attempting to build a middle class because they recognize that that's the best way for them to grow economically. And so I think that certainly the public, the anger amongst the Trump followers is the most visceral. But I think when you begin to peel the onion and you begin to look at, as people become more and more educated about what's really happening to this country, they begin to see that, you know, something does need to be done. The problem is the system is so corrupt. You have lobbyists that are paid by these same CEOs and these big companies to ensure that the agenda continues to be the same.
That's another
piece that Trump is also tapping into.
I appreciate your conversation so much. Eric Schiffer is a media mogul and an entrepreneur, and we'd love to have you back. Let's chat again soon.
I would like that. Pleasure. Nice to be on your show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and have a great holiday. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.